So what does the absolute truth being one in synthesis and separate in analysis mean?
Answer, it means that the energy and the energetic are having a achinte bheda bheda relationship. It means that whatever affects the energy does not necessarily reflect on the energetic. So it is like the oneness and difference, they are used to stress different points. So for example, when we say that there is an exam in which there are multiple choice big questions. Now, the teacher who has taught the correct answers earlier has herself given now the wrong alternatives. So the teacher is the source of the wrong alternatives. But if the student takes the wrong alternatives and fails, is the teacher the cause of the student's failing? No. That is because the student did not study. And because the student did not study, student did not know the right answer, and that's why the student took the wrong answer. So, in that sense, we could say the teacher is the cause of all causes. Now, if the teacher had not given the wrong alternative, student wouldn't have failed. But without the teacher's teaching, without the teacher's giving or setting the paper, nothing will happen. But so, in that sense, ultimately everything that happens within the educational system, that is under the jurisdiction of the teacher. So in that sense, we could say there is oneness in it. But still, everything is not one in the sense that the teacher is the we could say, applying this to Krishna, Krishna is the cause of all causes. But Krishna is not the cause of all results. So all the causes in the sense that all the whatever came in the question paper, that has come from the teacher. But a student's failing is not because of the teacher. So, the temptations that are there in this world, they are also coming from Krishna. Right? There are good looking people, their beauty is also coming from Krishna. So, we can say that Ajamil saw that Shudrani, that was Krishna's arrangement. But Krishna did not want Ajamil to fall. It is Ajamil who chose to fall. So, Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is Upadrashta, he is Anumanta. But he is not the cause of all effects. The effects are result of our own free will, either choice, right choice or wrong choice. So in that sense, in synthesis, nothing happens outside Krishna's jurisdiction. So in that sense, the absolute truth is one, because everything that is happening is within the jurisdiction of the interaction of his energies. So Krishna said, etad yomini bhutani sarvani tyupadharaya aham kritnas jagata prabhava pralayastatha. He says that after telling that the paraprakati is there, aparaprakati is there in 7.4 and 7.5. Then in 7.6 he states that everything that exists in this world is a combination of these energies. But yet immediately after that, this is 7.6 and then 7.14 he says, therefore you should surrender to me. Divyesha gunamai mammaya dhruttyam mamevya prapadyante maya amitam taranti. So then he talks about people who don't surrender to Namam Dushkritinam Kuda. So the point is that Krishna is not forcing us to act in particular ways. And when we say in analysis, the different energies are different means, each energy has its own, the jivas have their own free will. And by the misuse of the free will, they get certain consequences. And the absolute truth is not responsible for those consequences. Na datte kastachit papam na chaiva sukutam vibho. Ajnanena avritam jnanam tena muhyanti jantavaha. In 5.15 Krishna says that I don't accept the good or the bad that anyone does. The souls act deluded by ignorance. Ajnanena avritam jnanam and tena muhyanti jantavaha. Deluded by ignorance, they act accordingly. So in this way, in analysis nothing happens outside, in synthesis nothing happens outside Krishna's jurisdiction, but in analysis Krishna is not responsible for everything that happens within his jurisdiction also. Because he has given free will to people and people can use their free will accordingly. Does that answer your question?